cell phone, I need to turn it off.
Yeah, I can do my.
Turn my cell phone off right quick, so I don't need it. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the revised agenda.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve this evening's revised agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting, or our September 24th meeting, excuse me.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes of the September 24th, 2012 meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next will be the finding, the approval of the finding of the facts of the September 24th meeting.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to approve the findings of the facts of the September 24th, 2012.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve the finding of the facts of our September the 24th, 2012 meeting. All those in favor of that motion, use a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Sharp, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case and explain the request and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant or any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the cable may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for caseless in our old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed in our old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
Case number 11066, Andrew and Lynn Gordon, east of Road 357, southwest of Bayfront Drive, being Lot 5 within Quillen's Point Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening. My name is Joe Ruskowskis, and I represent the applicant. This is Mrs. Gordon, and she's going to testify.
Good evening.
So you want to go over there?
You can come over here to be sworn in, ma'am. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Lynn Gordon, 39100 Bayfront Drive, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I believe that you all have copies of the survey that we submitted. We're asking for an 8-inch variance in the front setback, and this house, as you can see, fronts on two roads, and the one road falls well within the one setback falls well within the front yard setback, and the one of them doesn't. It looks like it's about 8 inches off, and Mrs. Gordon's going to testify as to the unique circumstances for this particular lot.
The unique circumstances to our lot is it's a corner lot, which is quite narrow. The house has been in existence since 1984, and it is 38. It does have a 38-foot frontage from the road. And just so you know, it's Bayfront and Bayfront, so the two roads are both Bayfront. And the other Bayfront side, which is in discrepancy, is off by 8 inches.
Is your house one of the bigger houses or smaller houses in the subdivision?
Ours is one of the smaller houses in the subdivision.
Do you have a practical difficulty due to the unique condition and if the variance is not granted?
Yes, we would have to move the house. And when we purchased the house in March of this year, of course, we had a survey which indicated that it was off by 8 inches. We also received the prior survey, which was done 4 years prior to this, and it was off by 6 inches, which may indicate that the surveying techniques have become a little bit more precise over time. And it might be interesting, going back to 1984, what that might have entailed.
The property's already developed. You're not going to do any additions to the house, are you?
No.
Do you feel the variance is necessary to enable a reasonable use of the property?
Yes, because currently, when we purchased the residence, we do not have an occupancy certificate.
Did you create this problem?
No.
Who did?
I can't say, since the house was already in existence.
Do you know how many transfers occurred on this property since it was built?
This is the fourth deed since the property was built.
Will the variance offer the character of the neighborhood?
No.
Have you talked to your neighbors about this variance?
Yes. Approximately 6 neighbors stopped because of the yellow sign, and no one seemed to raise an objection.
Will the variance impair the use of the property?
No.
Or will it impair the development of adjacent properties?
No.
Are there houses already built all around you?
Yes.
All of them are larger?
Yes.
Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare?
No.
Is this the only modification that you need? Is this the least modification that you need, the 8 inches?
Yes.
Will the variance solve the problem? Will it afford the relief that you need?
Yes.
And that's basically it.
All right, sir. And I'll see if we have any, or do we have any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, the survey would suggest that it's the variance is requested to that corner where the second floor deck is, but is it the whole end, that whole end of the house that is actually the same distance from the property line?
Yes.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no other questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11066. The same old story where I believe they confused the front with the side. And having said that, I believe that there's uniqueness to the property. It's definitely, you can see that. And three, that a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And four, I don't believe the hardship is caused by the applicant. And five, variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. Excuse me. And the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,066. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,066 is approved at this time.
Thank you very much for your consideration.